Hello and welcome to this demonstration of configuring Windows Intune integration and device enrollment. My name is Brad Joseph. Now this demonstration is broken up into four steps, the first of which is activate Active Directory synchronization with Windows Intune. Our next step will be running Windows Azure Directory synchronization. Our third step will be adding a Windows Intune subscription. And our fourth and final step will be adding the Windows Intune connector system role. Now, let's just jump right into the demonstration, and our first step is activate Active Directory synchronization with Windows Intune. Now I'm going to jump over to my domain controller here, and the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go up into Tools, Active Directory Administration Center, Adatum, and I'm going to work my way down to IT. Now you see we have a bunch of users here. Take a look at April Reagan. And right now, she is set up for Adatum and adatumcloud.onmicrosoft.com. We'll be adding a new one there. So I just wanted to show you that before we got too far ahead. And let's move into the Active Directory Domains and Trusts. Now, if you right-click on Active Directory Domains and Trusts and take a look at the properties, we have already added a UPN suffix, such as adatumcloud.onmicrosoft.com. And this is where you would add it if you went out and you had already configured and Intune account. So this is the place where in which you'd want to do that. I've already added that, so I just wanted to show you that. Close out of that. Our next step will be to go into the PowerShell integrated script environment. I'm going to run that as an administrator. Okay, so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to cheat a bit, and I'm going to copy some of the PowerShell scripts that I have already for this demonstration, and then I'll explain a bit about what they do. I'll take them over here, and I'll drop them in here. I'll paste, and I'm going to hit an F5. Actually, it'd probably be best if I close this out so you had an idea what they look like. I guess there we go. Add user, principal name, adatum.com. Well, there's a at adatum.com here. We'll be using a replaced adatum.com with adatum cloud on onmicrosoft.com. So I'm going to hit an F5. In the meantime, while that's running, I have another script I'd like to run, so I'm going to start a new window. Hop back over to my cheat sheet. And I got another PowerShell command I'd like to run. Okay. I'm going to close out of that. Okay, now our next thing we'll do is we'll head out to the, close this administrative center here. And we'll take again another look. April Reagan. And there we are, adatumcloud.onmicrosoft.com. So that is what will be associated with each one of these users in our Active Directory. Close out of that. Okay, at this point, I'm going to jump over to another server. Minimize this. And that will be Okay, and on this server, I'm going to fire up the instance of the browser. And I'm going to put in the address bar, place in the address bar. I'm going to sign in with my account. Okay, under, you'll notice this is the Windows Intune account portal, and over to the left here, underneath the part of the dashboard, you have management. Let's take a look at users. And in this, the purpose of being here is we want to set up Active Directory synchronization. So you'll see here that says setup, and we already have Tony Smith, which is the account I just signed in with as a pretty much an administrator for this site, but we want to set up the Active Directory synchronization, so I'm going to click setup. And you'll see here there's a procedural step here. And we've already prepared our Active Directory here. And for step two, we've verified our domains. We're really interested at this point in activate Active Directory synchronization. And there is a fourth step where you can install and configure the Active Directory synchronization tool. I'll be not doing that step because I've already installed that on this machine just in the brevity of time. But for the most part, all we want to do at this point is activate. And so what it says here is, do you want to activate Active Directory synchronization? And it allows you to automatically copy users, security groups, and other objects from your local Active Directory to Windows Intune. And that's exactly what I want to do, so I'm going to hit Activate. You'll see here, Active Directory is activated. Okay, let's cut over to... Actually, I'm going to go to the dirsync tool, so it's on directory I have local to my machine, the Intune directory. And I've already loaded it, so I'm going to right-click that. I'm going to run that as administrator. And here we get the splash screen. This is what it's telling us here is it'll guide us through the process of installing Azure Active Directory sync tool on this computer. Once it's installed, of course, then we can go ahead and do the dir sync. So I'm going to click Next. I'll accept the license agreement. And it's at this point I'm going to move this down to, might as well just browse to it. And I'm going to move this to, Intune. You know, I think I'll just leave it at this tool right here, this location. Now, this is going to take anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes. I've seen it take a bit longer, depending on the size of your Active Directory. So we'll just wait for it. Okay, it looks as if the installation is complete, and it looks like we brought the tool over. So I'm going to click Next. I'm not going to start the configuration wizard right now because we need to do something before we do that, and that's we need to actually log off and log back on, and that just resets the group membership. So I'm going to hit Finish, close this, and I'm going to go to the desktop, and I'm going to log off, or sign out, I should say. Pardon me, sign out. Sign back in as administrator. Now you notice now that we're on the desktop here, we have the directory synchronization configuration tool right here. And our next step, which would be step two in our process, will be to run the Windows Azure directory synchronization. That's exactly what we'll do right now. So I'm going to go ahead and I can right-click or double-click, but I'm going to run this as administrator. Here's the wizard, and it just essentially tells you it's going to guide you through the configuration of Windows Azure directory synchronization tool and establish synchronization between your on-prem Active Directory and on-premise, I should say, Active Directory service and Microsoft's online service. And that's what we want to do, so I'm going to move to the next stage. Here, you need to provide a credential. That's the same credential I used when I was in the Intune portal, so I will be entering. And I'll click Next. Now we need to provide Active Directory credentials, and these are the credentials for an administrator with permissions to your Active Directory site. I am going to do something that's somewhat a no-no. I'm going to use my administrator account, but this is a demo environment. Okay, now we're in. All right, hybrid development. What this really means is some of these features in Windows Azure Active Directory and other Microsoft Online Services, they require their data to be written from the Azure Active Directory back to your on-premise Active Directory. And so to enable that to happen, you need to grant Windows Azure Active Directory, the tool itself, what we're doing right here, write access to your local directory. So I'll go ahead and do that, and I am going to enable hybrid deployment. Next we see here is password synchronization. And so it says here, your current tenant is currently configured for password synchronization. And so what happens here is you synchronize the passwords from your on-premise Active Directory to Azure Active Directory. And this allows users to access the Microsoft Cloud services with the same password. I'm going to enable that and move ahead. Okay, that's complete. Move to our next stage. Now, Windows Active Directory Directory Sync tool has been configured. It will synchronize your organization's on-premise Active Directory service with the Windows Azure Active Directory service on a regular basis. So I'm going to say, yes, let's go ahead and do that. Let's do this sync this moment. Now, they want to make sure, are you sure you want to do this? And I do. Now, this generally takes a bit of time. So it'll take probably anywhere from 10 minutes to 20 minutes. So we'll be back in just a moment. Okay, I think enough time's passed now. What we'll want to do now is go out to the account management page. So I'm going to fire up an instance of the browser. And I'm going to go to account. manage.microsoft.com. Log in again. And we're back into the console. Let's go ahead and take a look at a couple of users. So let's go back over to users. And you'll see when we were here last time, there are quite a few people populated over here now. What we'll do is we'll take a look at one user in particular. We can just pick one. How about Alex Darrow? And what I want to do is I actually want to add Alex Darrow or Alex to the Windows Intune user group. You simply click here, save. A couple of things that need to be done here. You can set up the sign-in status, but set the locations, etc. But the thing that's necessary is, you know, where's Alex? Let's say he's in the U.S., United States. I'm going to save that. Okay. I'd also like to set up another user while I'm in here, and we'll pick just anyone. And here we'll pick up Alan Steiner. Same situation. Windows Intune. Save. I'm going to go back. Make sure his account is set up in the U.S. and save as well. Okay, that pretty much ends our step two. Now we're going to be moving into step three, which is adding the Windows Intune subscription. So I'm going to minimize this for the time being. And close out. I see what I'm doing. Pardon me for that. What we want to do is we want to start up System Center Configuration Manager. And here we are in System Center Configuration Manager. Under Administration, Cloud Services, we want to go to the Windows Intune Subscriptions. Simply click here. You can do all this navigation in this right main pane, or you can do it down here in the workplace. Now, lo and behold, we do not have Intune subscription set up yet. But we want to do that. You can do that from the ribbon up here, add Windows Intune subscription, or you can right-click right here and do it. So that's pretty much how I do it. And we receive the wizard. I'm going to move it so we can get better access to it. And this essentially tells us that we configured the Windows Intune subscription to manage our mobile devices by using Windows Intune. And we'll be doing quite a few steps through this wizard, so I'm just going to launch right into it. Next. Sign in. How do we sign in? So I'm going to click the sign in. And this is essentially telling you that I understand that after I complete the sign in process, the Windows Mobile Device Management Authority permanently set to Windows Configuration Manager and cannot be changed. I understand that. And I should have said System Center Configuration Manager, not Windows Configuration Manager there. Okay, here we are. Portal. All right, general configuration. I'm going to browse all users. So I've set all users. Specify the user collection where members will be able to enroll their devices for management. And the collection I'm using is all users. My company name is ADATUM. And I have a site, System Center Configuration Manager site set up. That all looks good. I'm going to move ahead. Specify the platforms that a user will be able to enroll in Windows Intune. I'm just going to select Windows for now. Next. And it's at this point we're talking about certificates. And I'm going to move right through this. This summary. And everything looks good. We have a slight warning there, but I think we're in good shape. So we're going to close out of this. Okay, well, that concludes this demo. There is another demo after this where we do work with the devices themselves. We'll be including a iPad mini and a Windows phone, so stick around for that video. But to give a summary of what we've done here in the configuring Windows Intune integration and device enrollment demonstration, we started out with activating Active Directory synchronization with Windows Intune. Then we moved into running the Windows Azure directory synchronization itself. So we installed the tool and we ran that synchronization. And then we went out and we added a Windows Intune subscription. And lastly, we added the Windows Intune connector system role. So that concludes this video, and I appreciate you joining this. There is another video, so do take a look at that. Thank you.